Well, that was another awesome show. Thanks to Ellie and Schutz. And was that Brendan? Is that right?
Brendan.
Brendan, yeah. You guys are rocking it. I love coming in after you because I tune in on the way up. And I got to pick up somebody, a hitchhiker, on the show today. Kai Birch is her middle name. She and all her sisters are named after trees. How cool is that? It is just after 4 o'clock here in the center of the Pacific. You've got it tuned in to KKCR, the station what loves you. KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. And coming up next in the booth is Out of the Box. The show is brought to you by people just like you, as well as these fine, fine underwriters. Kalaheo Chiropractic, Qingyang Village, and let's see what else we got.
Kalaheo Wellness Center, natural pain relief services, providing gentle chiropractic acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, postural training, cold laser therapy, and spinal decompression. Open Monday through Friday, now a second location in Kapa'a, 822-0711, or Southside Center at 332-5580, or online at kalaheochiropractic.com.
Qingyang Shopping Village proudly supports Kauai's community radio by underwriting this program. Qingyang, the heart of Hanalei. Mahalo, Jeff Culverhouse, for your support.
That's right. So thanks to everyone, including you and the 27 people who are a small fraction of the folks who are listening on FM and around the world. We always like to say hello to our friends, and we always love the support from people just like you here on the islands and around the world.
Aloha, listeners of KKCR. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour, urging you to support Kauai Community Radio. As a beacon of free speech, KKCR has been broadcasting from their jungle shack and building community in the islands since 1997. KKCR brings you Hawaiian culture and music, independent voices and choices like Democracy Now!, otherwise shut out from the corporate media. During this program, please show your love for KKCR by making an investment in the station that loves you and become a sustaining member. Your monthly support
Aloha.
At any level will
Have
pay dividends
day.
All year long and ensure the continued success of Kauai Community Radio. From our family at Democracy Now! To your ohana in the center of the Pacific, mahalo for your support. It really does make a difference.
It really does.
KKCR.
Oh, my God.
Hanalei. And KAQA Kilauea.
We got so much famous
Kauai Community Radio.
So much famous people in the booth. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Amy. And thank you for sharing your afternoon with Kauai Community Radio. We literally could not do it without you. You are the you in community radio. Okay, fantastic show today, I hope. We're going to be talking with Fred Dente, one of the stalwart founding members of the station. More than 20 years ago, before there ever was a transmitter or a turntable that had KKCR's name on it, Fred Dente, with a small but dedicated group of people, which is the only way things ever get done in this world, helped bequeath all of us today with this amazing community building resource that we know now as Kauai Community Radio. So we'll be talking with Fred about the mission statement. So that'll be exciting. I think we've got a caller calling in. Brother Ray, if that's you, please do call back. Ray is going to tell us about an upcoming movie. I'm going to be playing around the island in a couple different locations by Michael Moore. So that will be interesting to hear about. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the world. The so-called Democratic Pony Show in America. Big news on the international finance front with the Panama Papers. What else? I heard an amazing term today for the very first time on NPR, corporate democracy. And I'm like, wow, what's that? Oh, $1, one vote. That's not democracy in any way that I know. But, there's so much going on in the world. I'm happy to share with you the things that I've learned and come across. Love to hear from you, 826-7771. If you're calling from other islands or around the world, it's area code 808-826-7771. 888-978-3771. And today is going to be a special show, because every day is a special show. But one of the things that we are trying to do at KKCR is plug in more deeply to the community, and we're asking you to plug in more deeply to us. So check this out.
KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming, or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
That's right. So what we are wanting to also do is get feedback from you. So if you go to the KKCR page at kkcr.org, not only can you click on the donate button and help support this vital community building resource, but there's also on the homepage, I believe, a link to a form where you can give us feedback about the shows that you're hearing. And I, last night at the board of directors meeting, I said, hey, we're doing a show tomorrow. I volunteer to be a guinea pig. So I'm crawling around on the front page of KKCR at kkcr.org. I see smiling faces of our many volunteers. A notice about the upcoming membership drive, which is going to be from May 12th to May 25th. So that's exciting. But also, let's see, where is, and maybe Laura Christine, our intrepid office manager, maybe she can tell me, I'm not seeing where the link is to, there should be a form on here to give us your feedback on the left-hand side. So there's listener survey. I don't know if that's the same thing as what did you think of the show. Oh, here comes Dove, the volunteer coordinator. Dove, where's the link on the KKCR.org page so that people who are listening to the show can fill it out and say, oh, Jonathan, you still interrupt too much, or oh, that was an amazing question, or oh, I love your volunteers, or oh, when is Dove's show going to start?
Oh, this is it right here.
Oh, this is it? No, we have like a survey that's general, and then we're supposed to have a form for people to say, what did you think of the show, what were its strengths, what were its weaknesses.
Programmer evaluation. Just keep talking.
All right, I'm going to just keep on talking. And while Dove is looking for that, and thank you, Dove, we're going to go to our first caller, which I believe is standing by right now. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
This is Raymond Catania from the Kauai Alliance for Peace and Social Justice, calling everyone to come to three free movies, the same movie, Where to Invade Next, by Michael Moore. We're showing three showings of it. It won't be shown in the theaters here.
Why is that? I mean, because Michael Moore, he's like a rock star. If I had a theater, I'd want to show his films because people would come in and I'd make money.
Well, I don't know, but the commercial theaters here didn't want to take it.
But you guys,
talk with them, Michael Moore's group, and they decided to let us have three showings.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for stepping up and providing the services that the market failed to provide. So mahalo to you for that.
So the movie's pretty interesting. What it is that, you know, Michael starts off saying America has invaded a lot of countries with names we can't pronounce, but let's go to countries with names that we can pronounce and learn from them what maybe we can borrow from them. So he goes to places in Europe, like in Italy, and he finds out that they have, guaranteed vacations up to at least 5 weeks. He goes to Slovenia, and he finds out that they have free college, you know, that the college students don't have any debt. He goes to places in France and in England and in Germany. Then he finds out that they not only have free college education, but they have medical care for all. And he discusses these kinds of things, and it's pretty funny. And we're showing at three times. The first night will be over in Hanalei Community Center. That's the Hale Halabai near the Green Church. That'll be at 7 o'clock on April the 22nd. That'll be next week Friday. April the 22nd is 7 o'clock at the Hanalei Community Center. And then the following week will be
April 27th, is that right?
Yeah, 22nd.
All right, thank you.
And then on Thursday, April 28th at 7 o'clock, we'll be showing it free at the Lihui Public Library. So it'll be there at the Lihue Public Library at 7 o'clock. And on Saturday, the 30th, we're going to be showing it free at the Koloa Neighborhood Center at 6:30. So, again, it'll be on Friday, April 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Hanalei Community Center. Thursday, April 28th, 7 p.m. at the Lihue Public Library. And Saturday, April 30th, 6:30 p.m. at the Koloa Neighborhood Center. And if people got any questions, they can call 320-3878. 320-3878, and someone will be able to, answer the questions that people have. So, like I said, the movie is free. Bring your family and friends. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a left winger or right winger.
Just as long as you got wings, right?
Everybody comes to check it out for free.
Cool. Well, you know, none of these, the Hanalei Community Center, the Lihue Public Library, none of these places are super big. This could be like sold out free event.
Well, I think we're going to get full houses in three places. And that's the problem. We couldn't get anywhere else. You know, it's just hard to get places. So we were lucky to have these. We have to pay for the public library, but the Koloa Neighborhood Center and the Hanalei Community Center, those will be for free. It's only $25 at the public library, though. But, you know, these are the places that we could get. We tried to get bigger venues, you know, but we weren't able to do that. And so we just have to settle with what we got right now. Hopefully, we'll be able to fit most people in there. And as the subheading of the movie says, from Michael Moore, prepare to be liberated, you know. So you'll be able to learn what other countries are doing to make life better for their working people. So thank you for giving me this time, Jonathan.
Oh, hey, my pleasure.
Yeah.
I mean,
have people, you know.
If folks like you didn't call in and say what's going on in the community, what would be the point of community radio?
That's right. Exactly it. So there's a lot of things happening. And, you know, this is corresponding in a way to what's going on with the election. As you may know, Michael Moore is a big supporter of Bernie Sanders and his progressive agenda. But anybody's allowed to come. And it doesn't matter what your stand is. I think it'll be good for everybody to come in and after that talk story, ask questions and whatever. So thank you for giving me this opportunity. And we'll be catching you later then. Okay?
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so just wanted to try and touch on a couple other things, but then we're going to be coming back with Fred and talking about, well, what is the mission of KKCR? Let's take a little music break, and we'll see what we got. Yeah, all right, back in a flash on Out of the Box. We got a full house here. The phones are lighting up. We got a wonderful guest in the studio, Fred Dente. I'm so happy to have you on the show. You know why?
Why is that, Jonathan?
Because you care so much about radio, and I hear you talk so much about radio, and you're so passionate about it, but I hardly ever hear you on the radio.
I've been, I guess, in the background. I mean, that work has to get done. There's so much work that's being done behind the scenes that a lot of folks don't know about. And I have been on the air from time to time. I was a chairperson of the Community Advisory Board for a couple of years, and I was here when we started the Monday programs, the fifth Mondays.
With the cab show and stuff. I caught one a couple months ago. I love it. You're great.
Well, that was Mickey Sussman's now the chairperson.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was and Mickey and Annie.
Yeah.
And there's another show coming up, yeah?
May 30th, I believe it is, the last Monday of May. The last one that you're referring to, we brought up the subject of the mission statement because we're coming around to a time in our organization where we are looking at updating our strategic plan. And so we have our strategic plan was started in about 2007, and it ran from 2009 to 2014. And so it's now 2 years later, and we need to update.
Update them.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just dive in. I get the theme music for Mission Impossible in the background there. I thought that would be a great way to introduce the mission of KKCR. We've got a couple callers online, but I just want to get this out so we got something to think about. KKCR, you know, love it. Tune in. You know, and support it over the years is great, but are we just a radio station? We have a mission, and I'm going to read to you what it is, and we're going to go over it in some detail today, and I want to invite you to a mission statement examination workshop that we're going to have, a task force, and that's going to be coming up on May 4th, which is a Wednesday, and that's going to be at the Kapaa Library. But here's the mission of KKCR. KKCR is Kauai's independent, non-commercial, listener-supported community radio station. We seek to stimulate, educate, entertain you, the audience. We strive to perpetuate, preserve, and celebrate the Hawaiian culture while we are reflecting the diversity of the local and world communities. KKCR provides a forum for overlooked and suppressed or underrepresented voices and music, and the Keikahu Foundation facilitates this broadcasting opportunity. Now, just exactly what is the Keikahu Foundation, you may ask yourself? Well, it comes from the Hawaiian Keikahu, which means to protect or take care of, but it also is the family name of Butch Keikahu, one of the founding members, and Fred's going to be talking about that as well. So Fred, this mission statement is pretty wonderful.
Yeah.
Where did it come from?
Well, we had our original mission statement was formulated in 1993 before we went on the air, before we were even incorporated. We had to get that together to get our incorporation papers in Washington, D.C. So we hustled one together. We basically borrowed it from a community radio station in Oregon. And with the idea that once we got on the air and once things settled down, we would be updating and changing that in our bylaws and our, you know, all of our operating policies and procedures. So, and then we revised that. We updated that in 2005 to the one that we have now, the one that Jonathan just read. And so now we're doing a strategic plan update. We've done the strategic plan one time, a five-year plan, and we had a lot of goals and things that we wanted to accomplish, and we accomplished a lot of those, and now it's time to revisit that. And so the first thing we need to do is look at our mission statement with a group of people, not just Jonathan and myself or a couple of us. We want to get some volunteers and have a committee.
Yeah, well, you know, and it might be a committee, it might be a task force, it might be an action group.
Or steering committee or anything.
It could be, we'll call it whatever you want it to be called, as long as it excites you and gets you to come.
And one thing we need to differentiate is that, or point out, is that KKCR Radio is a facet of the Keikahu Foundation.
Right.
The Keikahu Foundation was what we formed.
Right. So explain that.
Well, better than explaining it, let me just read this. Oh. I found this in our original documents. The Keikahu Foundation is a nonprofit association established under the laws of the state of Hawaii for the purpose of establishing and developing a community-based group for the purpose of instruction in and dissemination of educational and cultural material in the public interest, including but not limited to the use of a radio station located in the county of Kauai and with the bylaws, resolutions, and policies the Keikahu Foundation may adopt. So our first order of business was to start a radio station with the idea that maybe other things could happen with the Keikahu Foundation, and we have not entertained anything yet all these years.
Well, you know,
it's there. The possibility is there to do anything we want.
I'm so excited about that because everything in our lives and in the life of the station's almost 20 years old now, coming up on two decades. And, you know, we can look back at the last two decades and say, wow, we have created a community building institution on this island that the island would not be the same if KKCR didn't exist. So that's huge. And I think that we're coming into a transformative and evolutionary time at the station. I think things are about to blow up in really amazing and wonderful ways, especially when you plug into community radio. So, and then, you know, maybe the Kekahu Foundation will start another project. And I know something about the Kekahu Foundation that I bet a lot of people do not know.
What's that?
And I only just figured this out. I mean, I didn't figure it out. I just learned it. Somebody told me. Carl Imperato, he's one of the board of directors, one of the longest serving of our present board of directors, a stalwart in the back end of KKCR-dom. But he explained to me that every single person who calls in during the pledge drive or the membership drive or the fund drive, every single one of those people are actually not members of KKCR because KKCR is not a membership organization. I'm like, what?
It's a radio station that's part of the Kekahu Foundation. That's right.
Right. So so what I learned and what I'm sharing with the listener now is that every single person who has ever volunteered for or pledged their financial support or you know some other kind of support, every single person who has done that for KKCR is actually a member of the Kekahu Foundation.
That's
this is
correct.
Like a little secret that nobody knew. And it's a big deal because the Kekahu Foundation has over 1,000 people on Kauai. And, you know, you can take a look at the list of organizations that are, that have members on the island of Kauai. And you can see how many of them have 1,000 people on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very short list.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I don't know if there is any other group on the island that has 1,000 members.
Well,
do you?
I don't know. Maybe, well, KIUC, if you want to call that a community organization.
Well, they certainly are.
Yeah, it's a co-op.
They certainly are, but it's not really voluntary.
It's forced because you have to have the electricity.
Yeah, if you don't pay the bill, they're like, yeah, you're not a member anymore.
This is more of a voluntary thing. And what we want to do is we kind of want to up the ante and just, you know, maybe ratchet things up a little bit more and community building. And we want people to take more ownership. We want to take ownership ourselves more than we have been. And if we can expand our own horizons and get more people to plug in here, so we can pay our bills here and get off of some of the federal grants and stuff that we're, and maybe increase our membership so we can support ourselves and be a true community radio station. And together with underwriting. And hopefully we'll be able to get off the CPB grant one of these days because they give us a lot of things that we have to do and not do.
Oh, yeah, money comes with strings.
Money comes with strings. But that's – so when we have our mission – when we have our strategic plan, probably along with the mission statement, we can talk about does the Kekahu Foundation want to even entertain another project or think about it or maybe make a goal in 5 years or in 3 years, whatever, we're going to expand out into the community and do something else. Or do we just want to stay as a radio station? Okay if we do.
Yeah, I don't have the slightest problem with staying a radio station, but I am extremely excited and energized by the kind of radio station that we can more deeply become. If you take a look at our mission statement, in that we strive to stimulate, educate, and entertain our audience, well, how could we do that more? Or how could we do that more effectively?
Mm-hmm.
One very real possibility or opportunity is in the next, 6 months or so, we've got another election cycle. And one of the challenges that I've seen with elections that come and go here on Kauai, local elections, is that you have people who support this candidate and you have people who support that candidate, but you don't have a nonpartisan civil society support of the voters to help the voters understand what the issues are, to help the voters get have the ability to express what they feel the issues are, to be able to ask deeper and probing and more wider ranging questions of the members of our community who are stepping up to serve as candidates or potentially elected officials. And so in partnership with other community organizations, I certainly, for myself and several other volunteers at the station, we're very excited to plug in and create a whole host of campaign events. Last year, or last election cycle, the Lihue Business
Association
and the Filipino Chamber of Commerce, they both had a couple of forums and candidate debates and stuff. And that was great. But, wow, there should be like 8 or 10 others. So this year, with enough lead time, I hope, this is a project that some of the volunteers here at the station are going to embark upon. And if this is just one example of the kind of thing that you as a listener think is a valuable way that KKCR can serve the community and help build the community and entertain and educate and empower our community to make good choices, choices that you feel are consistent with your values, because you know, we're not going to tell you how to vote. We're just going to bring the candidates to you through the magic of radio. The last election cycle, the Filipino Chamber of Commerce and the Lihue Business Association, they had a number of forums around the island. And I think the idea was that they wanted to let each community see face-to-face the folks who were running and to ask them questions so they could hear. But they didn't really put the events together with the magic of radio in mind. Mm-hmm. And so the forums were a little bit redundant because they asked the same questions over and over again. This year, it's going to be different. We're going to have, we're going to broadcast stuff. We're going to record it and archive it. And it won't just be the Filipino Chamber of Commerce. God bless them. But it'll be all different kinds of groups. So we're going to get a much broader and more diverse range. And this is just one way that KKCR is helping to build community on our island.
I think that's one of the best things we can do. Besides, you know, we're playing music. And we have talk programs, we have community affairs programs, but, you know, we're going out into the community and we're actually helping to build community by basically expanding the democratic process and opening that up and making it more available to people. So, and to help to broadcast that, we have the, one of the greatest tools we could have in our community for this radio station.
I completely agree. And speaking of democratic access.
Yes, we have a call.
We have a caller. So, aloha, caller. Welcome to Out of the Box and KKCR, the station that loves you.
Hey, right on. Thanks for taking my call. I tried calling in earlier, but you were saying something about you got to move on. And I appreciate all the work that Fred and the early founders did. But sometimes I don't think that our dollar gets the vote. And that's why I called in earlier. I wanted to bring up a Mark Twain quote. Mark Twain said, if voting really made a difference, they would outlaw it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to be pessimistic. I still vote. But, yeah, it's an interesting world we live in.
Well, yeah, it certainly is. And I know that Joseph Stalin says it doesn't matter who gets to vote. It matters who counts them.
Yeah.
So I don't think he was a big Democratic booster. But, you know, my theory is that democracy at the local level anyway is certainly possible. And I'm going to keep doing it until they do make it illegal. So.
And I think that here locally we've got a much better chance at having our vote be counted than you know, let's say in the national election, because we know that's pretty corrupt.
Yeah.
That's pretty universally accepted. But here on the island, we got a better chance. And, you know, looking into the future, we have to take care of business here because we might be here all alone.
And I got one question, though, about some information you passed. Because I've been a supporter from the beginning, clear back when Janet Planet worked with you guys. Right?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So clear from the beginning. And we had 800 members, 10 years ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're only at 1,000 now?
Yes, and that's been...
Well, you know, that's 200, maybe 1,100. So that's like 300 more. That's almost a 40, 50% increase.
Oh, okay.
It's not terrible. Right. It's pretty good, but we can do better.
We want to increase that.
We can do better.
All right. Well, you let me say my piece, and I'll let you guys go back to patting yourselves on the back.
Well, we're just trying to get some support. Thank you so much, brother, for the phone call.
So, you know, are the elections rigged? Well, I tuned into the news cycle a little bit ago, and this is what I heard. Oh, here we go. Let's try this again. Hold on a second. And there we go.
So, I'm no fan of Bernie Sanders, right? Believe me. Well, though, we do have one thing in common. What's the one thing? We actually do. Trade. He knows we're being ripped off, and I know we're being ripped off. We're being ripped off bigly. The difference is I'll make unbelievable deals, and he doesn't know what to do. He just knows we're being ripped off. But Bernie Sanders, I will say this. For the last 5 weeks, you turn on your television. Sanders wins. Sanders wins. Again, Sanders wins. Like 7 or 8 or 9, he keeps winning. And then you listen to the people and the pundits, and they say he has no chance of winning. I said, what's going on? Because you have super delegates. By the way, I think the Republicans have a worse system than the Democrats, but they have super delegates. It makes it impossible for a guy that wins to win. It's a crooked system, folks. It's a crooked system.
So, you know, whenever I turn on the news and I hear Donald Trump and he's saying something like, oh, my God, I agree with him. I think, hey, you know what? I don't care who says it. I don't care if it's Joan Conroe or Jim Kelly or Donald Trump. If they say stuff that's, you know, right, I'm going to agree with them. And I think Donald's making a great point here. I was talking to a friend, and I was like, you know, he's like, yeah, yeah, it's rigged. And I'm like, so you agree with Donald Trump, right? And he's like, absolutely not. I'm like, he just said what you said. Well, maybe like in broad general terms, but I'm like, he just said that the system's rigged against Bernie Sanders.
That's pretty specific.
With superdelegates. Like, yeah. What, you know, what's wrong about that? I know what's wrong about it, but it's an accurate assessment. So that just means you got to try harder. When I was a kid in school and like the teacher didn't like me, oh, I would ace the test. And I'm like, I would just dare her. Like, you try and give me an A minus. Try. Oh, I got them all right. You can't. So you just got to try harder. Got another caller here. Aloha, caller. You're on the air. Are you with us, caller? There we go.
What?
No.
Okay.
There you go.
One thing that happened today was, according to Democracy Now!, the full text of the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement was put out to the public. So
really?
I haven't heard
talk about that.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, but I do want to go to an unheard voice of about 10 years ago. I went and saw a science fair project, and these things aren't heavily promoted. I mean, the people are students. But this was an ideal way to harness wave energy. It didn't have any ugly machines on the surface, so it didn't navigate with boating or views, and it was controllable, and it wouldn't blow away in hurricanes and storms, and you could use any amount of water. You could also sculpt the waves if you had more finesse with the machinery. But what it is they have one way or valves on the bottom of the ocean, a whole network of valves, and they open according to the pressure of the water above it. This thing would rest on the bottom of the ocean, it would open, and water would flow through turbines from the high-pressure parts to the low-pressure parts according to the settings of all the valves.
Hey, caller?
Yes?
That sounds really interesting what you're talking about, and I would like to hear more about that at a different time, because we're actually trying to talk about what is the mission statement of KKCR.
Yeah, it's a lot of little views, and I think I've encapsulated solidly enough that people can see if they like it and pick up more details about it.
Do you have?
I'll go off the air because I'm through.
Well, do you have like contact information, or is there a link that you
not
could?
Not particularly, because I haven't organized anything around it myself. I just wanted to be enthusiastic about it.
All right, well, that's awesome. Thank you.
Sure. Go on with your get KCR to be more of an outlet for the public.
Well, you know, that's why I'm glad that you called in and shared your passion.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We're seeking excellence in programming. That's how we started this whole thing in the first place, and it's been an ongoing you know, search or an ongoing effort for that. And we want to keep that going now. We have a lot of new energy that's come in. It's wonderful new energy. And, you know, we just, along with what's going on in the world, we have to ratchet things up and get even more relevant and more efficient and more, I hate to use the word professional, but it's really what
it is.
Well,
then let's not use it.
Well, yeah, let's not even use that word.
Because nobody's paying me to be here, and, you know, probably they wouldn't.
We have a couple people who get paid here, but you know, not a whole lot, and they're doing a fantastic job.
Well, it's truly astonishing what KKCR has been able to do over the last couple decades with a very modest amount of financial support. It's really amazing. And I think the reason that is because the mission statement of KKCR and the values that we hold, I think it attracts people who are passionate to seek excellence in radio. And we've got like 70, 80 volunteers who come in here on a weekly basis over the course of the last 20 years. That's literally thousands of people. And we have like 1,100 present supporting members right now, but people have come and gone and filtered through the years. This would not exist were it not for the effort of so many people. I couldn't even begin to count them.
Volunteers, man. And we need to put out a call for new volunteers now, though. We need some new people. We need some new blood coming in now.
And it's happening.
It's happening.
Yeah.
For instance, like the board meeting last night, you know, most of the people around the table were people that have been around that table for a long time. And the table is dwindling. The size of that table is dwindling. And it's the same thing with some of our other committees and support. And, you know, I derive a lot of satisfaction out of being in a support role. And because we know that, you know, everybody's equal here. You know, people that are on the air, programmers, or people that are on the board or the committees, we're all working for the same thing. We want excellence in programming. So I want to put out a call out there in the community for programmers that are on the air now, and they're part of their radio station now, and people in the community who maybe some new people who haven't contributed or haven't been part of it yet, but who love community radio and want to be part of this somehow. We need some new people on some of our committees, our strategic plan committee that we're starting, our programming committee, which is coming along real well right now, and our board of directors. We have some folks that are, I think, going to be cycling out soon, and so please, you know, call.
New opportunities.
Yes.
New opportunities. And I want to respectfully disagree with one small thing you said earlier.
Sure.
I don't think things are dwindling. I think this right now, I think that we are entering into an era of powerful and transformative evolutionary change at the station. Wow. And not to become something different than we ever were, but to become even more of what we've always been striving for.
Maybe I misspoke. I didn't mean to say that our quality is dwindling. I'm saying that, you know, the actual numbers of people on our committees and the need for more.
Yeah, but I don't even think that the numbers are dwindling, because we have new volunteers. We have a new shows coming in, brand new show. Mm-hmm. Naleo, there's a whole new Hawaiian cultural show.
Mm-hmm.
Nihi has just come into the station, and she's doing an awesome What's for Dinner show.
Hi,
Nihi. I've been looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah, and Nihi's coming up at 5:30, so stick around for that if you whet your appetite. We're going to have a guest on the show today, Nihi. Yeah.
Who is it?
It's Colin from Hanai Market. Yeah. He's going to be he has an expertise in wine. He's a sommelier, which I think is French for knows a lot about wine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be calling in with some pairing suggestions for the different things people are having for dinner. So he'll say, oh, that sounds great. You might want to try like a 1982 Cabernet Sauvignon.
Mm-hmm. Is it almost him? Is it only him?
It's just him, but we have future guests too. So stick around at 5:30. We're going to have What's for Dinner. I'm always very excited. I love dinner. But for now, until the 5 o'clock, we're going to be talking about the upcoming meeting that we're going to have on May 4th. It's a Wednesday, 6 p.m. Mark your calendars. We're going to be reviewing, exploring, and then rededicating ourselves to the mission of KKCR.
I like you guys the way you guys are right now.
Oh, yeah? Awesome.
I like the radio.
Yeah, I love the radio. And, you know, new people like Nihi are coming in and adding their passion and their views and what excites them. And that's, you know, you never could imagine all the people that come to the station.
It's real. We have a lot of diversity here.
Yeah, we do. And so it's exciting. So if you want to learn more about KKCR, what our core values, our core mission is, and how you can plug into your community radio station. Please join us Wednesday, May 4th at 6 p.m. at the Kapa'a Public Library. We'll have, if you come a little early, like 5:30 or so, we'll have some poo-poos. You are invited to bring something yummy to share with us, and I will do the same for you. And then we've got some a little workshop we're going to go through. We're going to explore in detail what are the facets of the mission. How well do you think KKCR is performing in each of those areas, and where is our opportunity for the most improvement? So we got a caller right now calling in. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Aloha, Jonathan and Fred.
Hi, aloha.
Yes, I was just reflecting on the nature of a fellow radio station, which is having a current fund drive, the public radio station.
Yes.
The thing I find refreshing about you guys is that you offer a wider range of opinion. Like, for example, the National Public Radio does not offer, like, Democracy Now!
Well, they do a very good job of providing a very balanced coverage. You know, and I say balanced, I mean, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans in the Senate and Congress agree to keep funding them. So they don't go too far. They don't wander too far afield. But the production quality that those guys do, they are consummate professionals. So I have a tremendous amount of respect for the work they do. And at the same time, they don't do what we do here. All of
that. Yeah, I was just reflecting on, we had a discussion a few weeks ago regarding fascism. And I think fascism is defined as the merger of corporate and government power.
Yeah, the merger of state and corporate power.
Whereas you guys is more the merger of citizens and citizen businesses in a more open dialogue sharing format.
Well, that's exactly what we're striving to do, and I'm so happy people like you call in and share your mana'o and your perspective on the air. One of the things that's so amazing about when you have a community radio station that is distinct from a public radio is a large-scale, multi-million-dollar enterprise with paid staff and paid on-air hosts, and the majority of their programming is distributed from elsewhere. And so, and that program is expensive. I mean, they pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to National Public Radio for all their syndicated programming. And it's really high quality stuff. It's not the only news I like to use, but it definitely is high quality. The difference between the service that HPR provides and the service that we provide at Kauai Community Radio is that we are the community. And if you want to plug into the station, you can. We don't provide just the service of alternative views and music and, uncommon ideas and philosophies. We also give you access. We let you on the air. We let callers like you call in and say, well, Jonathan, you're wrong again. Why do you keep saying stuff like that? And I try and listen respectfully, and I thank you for sharing your views. But, you know, calling in is one thing. You can do more. You could become one of the 80 volunteers who come into the station like I do week after week. And can you believe? I have a radio show, and I can say whatever I want. It's awesome. And I feel it's a big responsibility to create a forum where other people can have that very same opportunity. And so that's what I strive to do.
Amen. And just a footnote to the caller who mentioned the wave generation for energy. There has been, as I understand it, a demonstration project on the Big Island in this regard.
Well, yes, I heard a little bit about that too. Yes. That would be so awesome if that comes about, because we got plenty of water. Plenty of wave action here in these islands.
I think we need less money for wars and more money for sensible projects.
Well, you know, since war is America's number one export, and it's the largest single sector of the American export commodity, you know, if we didn't spend so much money on war, we'd have a whole lot of money for everything else.
Well, and then a footnote to Ray's reference to the film just on the BBC a couple days ago, they indicated that Germany said that American citizens can now come auf Deutschland to Germany and get a free university education.
I heard that. How does that work?
I don't know, but...
I'm going to find out more about that, and I will do a future show.
All I know is, you know, I have friends who've been in Germany, and the workers get like a free hour lunch break to drink their beer.
See, now that's not America, I guess.
You'll have to go and see that movie. It's really amazing. I think it's his best movie, and I think it is going to liberate a lot of people. And I think that part of the reason that the local theaters are not showing it, and a lot of theaters across America are not showing it, I know this, is that the film industry and the government has been suppressing it because it's going to make a whole lot of people say, oh my God, look what we could be doing. And actually, in the film, it's not so much that we need to borrow this stuff from these different countries that they're doing better than we are, but it's the fact that we gave those things to those countries a long time ago. We gave America is such a great country. We invented a lot of these things and created a lot of these, like free college education.
40-hour week. Those child safety laws, worker safety law, environmental law.
And civil rights and all these things. And now these other countries are doing it better than we are. So that's what Michael shows to us, to everybody. It's a beautiful, beautifully made film. And there's a lot of tears. There was a lot of tears when I saw it.
Well, one reason why they can afford to give all these benefits is that they
don't have a global military empire.
Their administrative costs for all these cradle-to-grave health care plans is only like about 3 or 4%, whereas we spend about 40% with all these private insurance companies.
Hey,
but I guess Mr.
It's just business.
Yeah, Mr. O, I guess he didn't have the chutzpah or whatever to get the single payer through. But just think how much money, because it would function at that same administrative cost level as does Medicaid, Medicare.
Well, they made a choice. We made our choices, and that's why we're working really hard to build our community.
Thanks, Fred.
We need to change the course of what's going on right now. So
thank you, Jonathan.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you,
really
brother.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Your great thoughts.
You know, if Michael Moore had maybe called this movie, like, Stuff We Could Learn, maybe that'd be a more accurate title, but I don't think it's as catchy.
The title kind of threw some people off. Some people thought it was an actual military. Who are we going to invade next?
Yeah,
I heard some people say
it's
that.
It's a switcheroo. That Michael Moore, he's a clever guy.
No, it's a wonderful film.
So just
anyway,
to remind people, that's going to be Friday, April 22nd in Hanalei. Thursday, April 28th in Lihue at the Public Library, and then Saturday the 30th at Koloa Neighborhood Center. And if you want more info, you can call 320-3878. But I want to get back to the strategic plan mission statement that we're going to be exploring, because I'm so excited because a lot of people don't really even know what the mission of KKCR is. And it really fuels everything that we're doing. So it matters a lot.
It's our roadmap.
It really is. It's our internal compass that helps us navigate where we want to go. And I heard a very interesting story today about monarch butterflies.
Mm-hmm. I love those ones.
Yeah, they're so amazing, and they have a 5,000-mile journey that they make every year. These little butterflies, 5,000 miles.
Right?
Yeah. How do they do it? It turns out they have an internal compass.
Mm-hmm.
And so does KKCR. And if you want to know what it is and what drives us and if it inspires you, please join us on May 4th at 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Kapa'a Public Library. And I'm asking folks to RSVP, and I will send you a copy of the mission statement as well as the worksheet material that we're going to use to explore that and discover new uncharted possibilities for KKCR for your community radio station. So, again, that's Wednesday, May 4th at 6 p.m. at the Kapa'a Library. And get ready to write this down, too. This is an email address where you can plug in to the station. It is strategicplan@kkcr.org. Strategicplan@kkcr.org. And I'm going to bring this up again in the next a few days. So mark your calendar for the 4th. We got a caller calling in. Aloha caller. You're on the air.
Jonathan J. What's happening, buddy?
Doing a radio show, Tim. How about you?
So rad. You're right. So rad to be able to talk on a radio.
It is. And congratulations to you and your new family. I hear you've got a new Keat in the house.
Oh, yeah. We got the four directions now.
That's amazing.
Hey, I was thinking about the mission statement. It'd be really cool, like, if the mission statement could, like, include, like, you know, I don't know, protecting the water rights.
That sounds cool. Yeah.
Kind of thing. Well, like, next level, not just, like, good radio, but, like, life-changing, community building, you know, like, something new. So not new, but, like, something, like, something that no one saw coming, you know? Something really good and beautiful, more than it is already.
Something more profound.
Yeah, and it is profound. Like you said, you know, there's not too many places you can actually call in, and most of the time I turn the radio on, I get, like, nauseous, and it's got shit until I find KKCR, and then...
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be... we have our strategic plan meeting, we're going to be, and our meetings, we're going to be open to updating our mission statement, too, if we all agree, if we have consensus on
that. Yeah, because that's how we work. We one of the themes for the strategic plan that we're going to be, that we already have begun doing, that we're already entering into, is a tremendous amount of work has been done in the past, and there were differences of views, and people hashed it out. And it was laborious and difficult.
It took years.
Yeah. But in the end, people agreed to agree.
We had consensus.
Yeah, and we have the result of their tremendous labors and the agreements that they came to. So that's fantastic, because now we don't really need to argue about anything.
Yeah.
We can just say, oh, awesome. So you guys agreed this is a goal. How are we doing on that goal? What are some plans where we can be more effective on that goal? And we'll go right down through the list. So I love your mana'o on how KKCR can become an even more vital, even more profound community-building institution on the island. It's great to play great music, and it's great that you can call in and speak with the community, but could it be even better?
Simple, easiest one is, like, scheduling beach cleanups, KKCR, volunteer beach cleanup, you know, and just, it'll be on the radio. Oh, today, Kalia, this time, we're going to be KKCR's, you know, whether it's donation-based or just, you know, community-based. Anybody wants to do the thing, we're going to do the cleanup. This beach this day, this beach the next day.
Like Surfrider. Surfrider does that.
Surfrider does that, yeah.
Yeah, did you know that Surfrider does that?
Yeah, they do. But
do you know where their next...
Plenty.
Do you know when their next... Do you know when their next beach cleanup is?
I don't, but do you guys announce it on the radio?
We could do it more. One of the things that's so amazing about radio is we don't actually have to do almost anything. We can just put a microphone in front of someone like you or Surfrider, and then they can let everybody know.
True story. Yeah, it's refreshing. KKCR is definitely refreshing, and it's a little beacon of light in the crazy world we have. So I'm really thankful for all that, and just thinking outside of the box, you know. If the radio is the box, what can the radio do for the rest of the world? How can it be used as a tool to help better everything?
That's the outside part.
Well, and that's could be figuratively or metaphorically or spiritually true, but it also can be literally true. And that is why in the last couple of years, I'm so excited that KKCR now has the ability to literally get out of the station and bring the station to you with our live community broadcasts. So if you're interested in that, or if you have some ideas of what we could do, we're happy to hooey up and partner and bring radio to the community, because that's how people can have their say, and that's how people can literally be heard, and that's how we can all be participatory members of a healthy and vital community. Radio is magic.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, keep up the good work, and like I said, KKCR, there's a lot of other ones that, like you say, and when you mention it, I'm like, is that a community-based radio, or is that a government-based one, you know, and you can hear it, you know. You can hear the production, you know, on some of the things. There's money behind it, you know. And so it is refreshing to hear the real grassroots, you know, things that are going on, hearing other people from the same island call in, or even different islands, you know, and keeping that up to date with the whole Hawaiian issues and all the stuff.
That's why we started this. That's why we started this radio station. And it's going strong. And we're getting better all the time.
So thank you for calling in, and thank you for your support. And tell somebody who has never heard of KKCR to tune in and see what they think.
Good deal. Right on, you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks for your input.
Aloha.
I'm really glad the caller mentioned that about the beach cleanups, because that's one of the things that I'm going to bring up when we have our meeting, is I want to include some words about environmentalism or whatever in our mission statement.
Well,
anyway, that's just me. Everybody can have an opinion.
It's just you, yeah. Fred, but you know, you are one of the yous in community radio.
That's right.
And KKCR, we have a tremendous legacy and inheritance from people like you and many, many others, Butch Kekahu, Janet Planet. A bunch of rock stars kicked down some heavy lifting in the early days.
Well, yes.
And continue to still support. You were going to tell a quick story about the early days.
A quick story. We were trying to put the radio station together and do all the book work, and Janet was making trips to Washington, D.C. She was our our point person, let's put it that way. And we needed money for the matching grant. The government was going to give us so much to construct our radio station, and we needed money, and we were short. And Glenn Frey of the Eagles, who lived here, he recently passed away.
What?
He and the Eagles gave us a whole bunch of money to get.
Did it come in a bag? Was it a big bag of money?
No, it came in a couple of checks.
Well, that works too.
And we were able to get our license and our FCC license to go on the air, and that helped us greatly. And right now, I'm on a small committee to put together a little memorial tribute to Glenn and the Eagles, and we're in process of that right now. So we'll be announcing that hopefully in the next few weeks.
Okay, yeah. And then get you back on, and we can go over that. So just wrapping up your thoughts here for the May 4th strategic plan kickoff and workshop, where we're going to be actually drilling down and learning more about the KKCR mission statement. And then also, you know, it's a living document. So once we understand it and know how it came into be, if there are things that we think that, or you, anyone, if you have a contribution that you think would make it even better, please send email to strategicplan@kkcr.org. And you can RSVP there and say, hey, I want to plug in to the station that loves me. And I will send you a copy of the mission statement so you can read it up ahead of time and be all prepared. And I'll give you some of the documents we're going to use in the workshop. And I have a dream. It's not a huge dream. It's a small dream. I hope that 10 people that I maybe have never even met before will be at the Kapa'a Library Wednesday, May 4th at 5:30 p.m. With some poo-poos to potluck. Then we can all sit together and have some good food and some good cheer, and then like really learn about the bedrock of the station and how we can invigorate it and how we can plug into it and how we can help be contributing members of a evolutionary and transformational process with the station, where we can become even more profoundly committed and capable to what we're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. I see the mission, real quickly, I wanted to correct myself. I see the mission actually as kind of like the preamble to the Constitution, and the Constitution being the actual strategic plan. That's the roadmap. That's the roadmap. So the mission statement is kind of the preamble to that, and it's just In a short fashion, you know, the direction that our strategic plan is going to go in, that our roadmap will be going in, and you can contribute to that. Please come, and you can. There's some other committees you can join, and we can all get together and figure out where people need to be, where the energy needs to go. So please come to that meeting on the 4th.
Yeah, May 4th, Wednesday, 6 p.m. Kapa'a Library. I would be so stoked if you, who I've never even met, will be there, because that's what makes it exciting. That's what makes it a community. That's people with different backgrounds and views and experiences. I'm so excited to meet you Wednesday, May 4th at the Kapa'a Library. And if you know you want to come, or if you think you might want to come, please RSVP so we'll have an idea how many chairs are set up. Strategic plan at kkcr.org. Yeah, that's awesome. Nihi, you're so good. So, That's right. Nihi has powerful listening abilities. We're going to take a quick break, come back with our underwriters for the next hour, and we're going to be speaking for the next half hour with Uncle John from Anahola about Konane. So we're going to change from our strategic plan to the strategic utilization of resources, which is kind of the kauna or the deeper levels of what Konane is about. But John will explain that. Fred, you got one last?
Yes. I want to thank you, Jonathan, for having me on the program and these sacred airwaves, which to me means so much that, you know, every word we say is so, it's sacred. We're sharing with our community, and I'm really looking forward to hearing Nihi on the air, and because I listened to her before, but I just met her for the first time in person, so I'm really thrilled. So thank you again for all the work that you do for the radio station and the community.
Yeah, it's everybody on the island
makes
it so easy. So much support over so long, and I just, for me, it's an honor and a privilege, and I'm pleased to have people like you on the station because, wow, that's what it's all about. So thanks for joining us. That was Fred Dente, one of the founding members of KKCR. We're going to do some station business, and we'll be right back.
Aloha, everybody.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anahola, K284AL, Haleiwa.
Neil Norman and the Hawaii Life Brokerage Ohana proudly supports GMO Free Kauai, agricultural biodiversity, and sustainable farming practices, such as community gardens, food forests, seed saving, and beekeeping. Malama aina.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
Kevin Bako, MD of Hawaii Compassionate Care, offers medical marijuana certification exams at his office in Kapa'a. Information and appointments available at 808-854-6335 or online at hawaiicompassionatecare.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its board of directors, staff, volunteers, or underwriters.
Aloha, KKCR Ohana. Kauai Community Radio is constantly evolving. In January, we will begin the 2016 KKCR Strategic Plan, and you are invited. In a series of public meetings, group discussions, collaborative workshops, and awesome station parties, we will review and rededicate ourselves to the future of Kauai Community Radio. Please get involved in the future of your radio station by emailing strategicplan@kkcr.org and stay tuned for more updates about the KKCR Strategic Plan, and mahalo for your participation. And thank you so much for tuning in and sharing your afternoon or your evening or your morning. I know it's just after midnight on the other side of the world in Central Asia, the Caspian Sea, but here it's 5 in the afternoon. Where you may be, it might already be tomorrow, but wherever you are, it's now. And I thank you for joining us. In the studio with me now is John Kaohe Laoli'i, and he is a Konani guy. I don't want to say Konani master because you know more than I do what a Konani master would be.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I mean, to be a Konani master means you have to beat high quality players in a high quality tournament, and we're not quite there yet. So I prefer to be called a Konani expert.
Oh well, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I first heard about Konani about a year ago when I went to Mauna Kea, and I was talking with some of the organizers there. And I was like, oh, hey, how are you guys going to stop the cars from coming up? And he's like, oh, brah, no worries. We got strategy. I'm like, well, what kind of strategy you got? And go, well, we're going to use Konane. I'm like, okay, what's that? And so he explained to me that it's a game that superficially is like maybe an ancient Hawaiian version of Chinese checkers. But there's so much more. So if someone has never heard of Konane before, how would you explain to them what is this game?
Well, Konani is more of a... I like to categorize Konani as a teaching tool, which happens to be a game. But it's a tool that teaches you strategy. It teaches you tactics, critical thinking skills, a lot of that. And so I guess for me, when I play Konani, it kind of helps me strategically see things, and it allows me to make appropriate changes. Konani is a game of life, you know, and life is about choices. So there's always changing that goes on, constantly changing, and you got to kind of see it, and you got to try and make the right move that will help you be successful.
So if you've never seen a Konani game in action, today they're usually played on wooden boards, and there's black and white marbles or pieces, and it's on a board that has, you know, like as many as a chess board, or sometimes more. There's bigger Konani boards, but they're little divots, and each of the ili, or the little tiny stones, they fit in there, and they're all, you know, black, white, alternating, and the board starts out full, and as the game progresses, there's fewer and fewer pieces on the board. In the olden days, in Kahiko times, they didn't have boards that they moved around. They chipped puka. You want to hear? Come over here, Nihi, if you got to join in. Can you make your way over here?
Yeah.
Let's see. Come over to... No, come over and sit down over here and get you a mic and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I come this way?
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I want you to put this somewhere.
Okay. I'll take this.
Yeah, so earlier you talked about how... you know, if no one's ever seen the game of Konani, what is it like? And it's kind of like a mixture of chess and a mixture of Go, and that's how I like to kind of describe the two. It's a really simple game to learn, but it's very complex.
Yeah,
it's in like its thinking and it's strategic value. So
it's like
so
minutes.
That's the difference. Yeah.
Minutes to learn and a lifetime to master.
Exactly.
One of the things that's so fascinating to me about the game is not the mechanics, because the mechanics are very simple, and hopefully you can explain that in a moment. But what was so compelling to me and why I was like, wow, I got to find out more about this, is how winning is defined. And I think that, the games that cultures create and the way they define what winning is, that tells you a lot about the culture. The game of chess, that's a military game. It's about conquest and destruction. It's about taking territory and capturing or killing your opponents and getting them off the board. And then when you get the number one guy on the other side, when you get him, then you win the game. Konani is very different. It's not about capturing pieces, although you do that, but that's not how you win. And it's not about conquering territory, although you do that, but that's not how you win. It's about being the last person who still has options.
That's right. The simple way to explain the objective of Konani is the last person that moves wins. And that people are not used to that type of game. It's usually who can acquire the most.
Right. Well, and that's what's so fascinating to me is that is very different from the Western Euro-American concept of what it means to be a winner. you know, in the West, in America, in Europe, whatever, those are materialist cultures, yeah? And so the philosophy is, whoever's the richest, whoever has the most stuff, they're the winner. But that's completely different from konane. The terms of what winning is fundamentally different. And so to me, that's like a doorbell on an amazing journey, or like a signpost on an amazing like hike. Like, that's a signpost that says, if you go down this road, you're going to learn things that you never learned before, because it's a completely different way of looking at the world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so, you know, with konane, it's trying to control and maintain your areas that happen to be on the board. And you know, some people ask me, like, okay, what's your strategy? But when I look at strategy, it's about managing your resources. That's what konane is about. It's about managing your resources. And if you can manage your resources in a respectful way, then the chances are, as the game gets towards the end, you will be in the best position to win.
If you're just joining us now, I'm speaking with John Kaohelauli'i. He's a konane expert. And you live in Anahola, but you've got a shop in Kapa'a Town.
Correct. My wife and I own Soulmates at the in Old Kapa'a Town. We just moved from the Coconut Marketplace to Old Kapa'a Town. And it's kind of neat because it does allow me, on first Saturdays especially, to play konane. And so if you're interested in learning more, that's a plug to on first Saturdays I'll be.
Well, that's exactly where I'm going, because if you the listener have never heard of konane before, but you're intrigued by what you're hearing, obviously the first thing you like try to do is, hey, how can I play? So how can people get a hold of you and learn more about konane, and where can they sit down and pick up a game?
You know, I was just talking to a guy just on my way here, and he was talking story about konane. And I said, you know, you can play konane now. There's no reason why you have to have the fancy board, the fancy pieces. You know, you have probably pieces that are lying around in your home that you could create a konane board or a Papa Moon right now and start playing. And so I told him to go on to a YouTube. I have a YouTube site called, well, if you go to YouTube and you type in konane rules, that will get you to a YouTube video of me explaining the rules. So that makes it a lot easier to learn at least the basic rules. And, of course, you got to find a partner. And the more you play, the better you get.
I don't know how to play konane.
Well, you know what, Nihi? Because you are not sighted like some other people are, we got to figure out a way where you can put your hands on the board, maybe with different kinds of texture or something like that.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this because I want to make a konane board for you.
Yep.
Because I know that you're a very visual thinker, even though you don't get a lot of information from your eyes. You can see, like, you know, broad, light, and dark, but you can't make out details, yeah?
Yeah.
So I want to try and figure out how to make a konane board that you can play. But it's, you know, and that's why I love having you on the radio, because on the radio, everybody's blind.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so we're all, you know, radio forces you to use your mind's eye of imagination and create pictures inside your head. And so that's, and you're so good at that. That's why I invited you to come on and do the What's for Dinner show, which is coming up in 15 minutes. So stick around for that. But for the time being, we're speaking with John Kaohelauli'i from Anahola. Tell us more about konane. You have this, you talked a moment ago about the Papa Moo.
The Papa Moo is the playing platform that konane is on. And konane is an ancient Hawaiian game. So, you know, when you look at the lo'i, when you look at the fish ponds and so on, these are all created by people who could think.
They were great thinkers,
and they were able to figure out how to make these work, and so that makes it even more interesting for me as a way to try to think like how they thought, and I probably never get there, but their thinking ability had to have been remarkable, and I do honestly believe that konane was part of their thinking ability. Which is interesting how you guys are talking about your strategic planning. You know, a lot of these things are strategic planning, so it'd be interesting. You know, I was listening to the show on the way here, and you know, one of the interesting things that I heard is you guys were talking about strategic planning, and, you know, konane would actually be an excellent part of that. Hmm. But you were talking about, well, the discussion talked about how 2 years of discussing an issue, and at the very end, you know, agree to agree,
right,
to disagree. But can you imagine if it got to the point where you put the Konani board down, two people that are having the issue play, and the winner, we go with that route. And that would cut down time so much.
Wow.
And the strategic thinking, you know, for that person to win, people would have to, not have to, but you would be willing more to support that person because strategically their philosophy is a little different.
They're wise. They have insight and wisdom.
True.
Interesting. Well, you know, I'm going to try and figure out how we can bring Konani into the strategic process. And I'm so glad that all of the discussions that they had already, they already agreed on so much. So we don't really have to debate or argue about a lot today, unless that's what you want to do. And if that's the case, then please don't come. because it's about agreeing. In order to participate in this, you have to agree to agree, because that's what it's all about. And there's so much to do that's already been resolved. All we got to do is figure out how we're going to actually make it happen, because there's a million good ideas. But I don't know about you, good ideas that never actually happen, they are not as good as the good ideas that do.
And sometimes this is great ideas, they have a hard time getting past the passion, shall we say, in big groups. And sometimes, you know, I've been in parts of organizations where, you know, after an hour, 2 hours of discussing, you know, you end up everybody going home and the issue never really got resolved.
And nobody feels happy.
Yeah,
and so
it sits there and it's like the group cannot move forward.
Right.
Because you got to go back and rediscuss. So, yeah. Put the Papa Mu on the table, play a game, winner, we move on to the next subject, because there's so many to do. Yeah,
and you know, if we can just not focus on, what I mean to say is if we can just use our creative powers to figure out how we're going to get it done, you know, that's the tricky thing, is implement. Like, how do we actually, this is a great idea, how are we going to actually do it? You know, how can we work together to make it happen? Because nobody is stopping us except that we fail to agree with each other. Uh-huh. So that's kind of one of my new things. And as a person who loved to argue, and I still have some arguing habits in me, but wow, you know, agreeing to agree, it's really transformational. So the Papa Mu in Kahiko times, in the ancient times, these were large boulders, shaped big pohaku of basalt, and they would chip away little pukas or little, you know, holes in there, and then they would take the two kinds of ili, the ili from the mountains, the river pebbles, and then the ili from the ocean, the kai, the white coral.
Mm-hmm.
So explain a little bit about that.
Well, I think has a lot to do with mauka and makai. You know, it's that balance, and I think that's one of the great things about Konani, is it, you know, it starts off balance. It doesn't start off with white on one side and black on the other.
It's all intermixed, so
they're all intermingled, and that's what's great about the game, is that you start off balanced, but different balance from, say, chess, where you do have black on one side, white on the other side, but you balance, you intermingle, you all one group of people, and as the game progresses, these resources get moved around by the two players.
So you got here, this says, born was the land, born was the chiefs, born were the common people. The land, the chiefs, and the common people belong together. Can you read this, the Hawaiian, for that?
So this is the Olelo No Iao that I love. So many great Olelo No Iao, but I like this one. Hanau ka'aina, hanau ke ali'i, hanau ke kanaka. Born was the land, born was the chiefs, born were the common people. So basically, this Olelo Lo'iao basically means the land, the chiefs, and the common people belong together.
So how does that relate to Konane?
So for me, when I interpret this Olelo Lo'iao, born was the land. And to me, this is the Papa Mu, the land, the aina. This is where life, the game of life, is played on this platform. Born were the chiefs. Chiefs managed the resources in ancient Hawaii, and Konani helped them learn the critical skills needed to manage these resources. So I could see the game of Konani being the driving force. And then born with the common people. The ili'ili, or the plain pieces, are actually the resources. whether human or natural, the ili'ili represents those resources. And so when I look at the game, and it starts off balanced, like I say, ili'ili intermingled with each other, and as the game progresses, pieces are removed. But as a player, you're trying to maintain and control the territory on the board. And
but not to capture the territory or to capture the resources, but you win by denying options to your opponent such that you retain options and that they have fewer and fewer options.
Exactly. So, you know, when I play, I don't look at, you know, say I'm black. I don't look at the white ili'ili as an enemy. I look at it as a resource. And if I can control my opponent's resources, the resources become my resources.
Yeah, then you're like way ahead.
That's right.
So what are some tips for people who want to learn how to play Konani? And if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with John Kaohe Laoli'i. He's a Konani expert from Anahola. And I bumped into him at a DHHL meeting, I think it was.
It was the Department of Hawaiian Homelands.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, you're that Konani guy. I saw you on YouTube. And I was like, I want to play Konani with you. Because at the time, I was so motivated to learn more about Konani, I actually made a board myself. But then I didn't have anybody to play with. And I didn't have I couldn't get an app for my phone because my phone was too old. I didn't have an iPhone. But I was so happy to bump into you. What do you, how do you teach people how to play Konani?
Again, Konani is easy to learn. And, you know, okay, so I got some events coming up. I'll just throw up some events
coming up.
So I'm going to start on May 3rd, which is the first Tuesday of the month.
Right, that's right before the strategic plan meeting we're going to have. Yeah, because we're doing it on Wednesday.
Maybe you guys got to come then.
Okay.
Kapaa Neighborhood Center from 4 to 6. Then on May 7th, which is first Saturday, it's going to be at Soulmates in Old Kapaa Town from 5 to 8.
And that's, if you don't know, that's right behind Ono Family Restaurant.
Just if you're coming from Lihue, just past Ponakai Resort, you hooky to the right, hooky to the left, you're right there.
Yeah, it's on the Makai side.
Correct.
Yeah.
Makai side of of Kuhio Highway. On June 11th, Kamehameha Day Parade.
Oh.
I'm going to be over there with a little Konani activity station from 9 to 2.
Can I come listen to the Konani playing?
You can come.
You know what? Maybe for June 11th, I will try and figure out how to make a Konani board that has texture for the pieces so that you can play too. Because I have a feeling that you're going to be really good at it.
I bet.
And then we have, first Tuesday, which is going to be on June 2nd. June 2nd is going to be first Saturday, and in June, the first Tuesday is going to be June 7th. And so once again, from 4 to 6. Now, if you go onto my Facebook, HawaiianCheckers.com, I usually try to post, you know, what activity I have coming up on the pipe.
Okay. Do you have, like, an email? Is that a good for people to contact you?
Probably the best way to contact me is through the Facebook.
Okay. Facebook. And that would be?
Hawaiian Checkers.
Okay.
With the, HawaiianSpaceCheckers.com.
All right.
So HawaiianSpaceCheckers.com?
Correct.
On Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah, see, I never am on Facebook. I made a what you call New Year's resolution. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to spend so much time on Facebook.
And every once in a while, I'll do a hot shot. And I did, I got to admit, Jonathan, you, for somebody who just learned how to play, you're really pretty good at it. You know, and, we did get a chance to play.
I almost beat you.
You had me.
But you know what? You tricked me.
I didn't trick you.
You tricked me. You intimidated me from making the move I should have made.
That's right. It was just intimidation.
Yeah.
And you know, what I say to people is like, you know, and you look at the papa move, you look at the board never lies. So don't allow the outside influence to mess you up.
When I was a kid playing football, they taught us to tackle. Like, don't look at his eyes. Don't look at his arms. Don't look at his belly button, because that never can move around. And I, instead of looking at the board, I was looking at you. That's why you beat me.
And exactly. And so I took a shot of that. I put it on Facebook, and I call it the hot shot. And so sometimes I'll post things on and then have you as the viewer try to figure out how it works.
Oh, so did you take a shot of that move that I blew?
I did. not to embarrass you, but it was a good move.
No shame.
It was a good move.
I have no shame.
I learned. I played another guy recently, and instead of doing a double, he did one. And because he only moved once, it gave me that extra move.
Oh.
And so that kind of swings us into just quick tips
for
the beginner. Yeah,
sure.
This is for the beginner. Double jumping. Now, in Konani, you can make multiple jumps as long as you move in one direction. But when you're first learning, people love to jump because they're so used to that aggressiveness.
Just right, take.
And, you know, the Hawaiian philosophy is take only what you need. Take only what you need.
Don't take too much.
And so sometimes just
don't take not enough. Yeah. Take the right amount.
Just what you need. You know, don't take that third or that second one just because it's there.
Right.
Take it because you need it to advance.
Get greedy.
And
that could be your downfall.
And it's sometimes early, what I call simple strategy. When people start using simple strategy, they save the corners. You know, they save in it. And sometimes they overvalue that. And that doesn't become the last move. It becomes the second to the last move.
Yeah, and when it's the second to last move, and then you make a move, and then they have no more moves to make, they lose.
That's right. And so sometimes it's better to move that. Sometimes the situation is sticky, and it's better not to move. And then you go to that move that you've been saving, and you move that, and you let your opponent make the mistake. And then the third one is overthinking the game. A lot of beginners, they make this mistake.
Well, that's what I did.
They're trying to figure out the game.
That's what I did.
I always tell people, you got to learn the flow of the game first. And so once you understand the flow, then it becomes easier for you. You may lose. I always tell people, I would rather lose the first three games than win the first three games. And because when you win the first three games, you think you're good. You think you're the natural-born killer. You're good. When you lose those first three games, you start thinking why you lost.
Mm.
And when you start thinking why you lost is when you start figuring out how to win.
Well, we played twice now, and you beat me both times.
No, but I'm saying, you know, I can tell by playing somebody how they're thinking. And so if you go back to the ancient days, you know, I truly believe that as a young ali'i moved up, you know, they moved into the men's house where they could learn the skills that they needed to become great leaders. Konani was a big part of it because they had to have that thinking skills. And when I play with when I teach younger students, a lot of times I can see how they think by how they move and how they manipulate.
What can you tell from what I was thinking from when you were playing me?
Well, I can tell how you think because you'll focus more. I can see you looking around. I can feel you looking around. You touch a piece and you know, well, that's not the one I want to touch. And you move the right ways. And so, that's how I can see a skill level of the player, because the way they're thinking, how they're thinking, some of the moves that they make. And so sometimes when you're working with younger children, you know, sometimes when they're really young, they're just moving pieces. They're moving pieces. That's all they're doing. But every once in a while, you get that child that's just thinking. They're not just moving. They're making a move. Something click. They understand what they're doing. And they have a strategy to do it.
Well, John Ka'ohe Lau Li'i, I'm very, very happy that you were able to come in and talk a little bit about Konane. If folks want to learn more about Konane, of course you can go to Wikipedia because they get a page on Konane there. It's very fascinating. I highly encourage you to check them. But how can they get a hold of you? Because, you know, I'm hoping that for some of these events you talked about on May 3rd or 7th or Kamehameha Day Parade, I hope that a bunch of people come because I like play Konani with people that I never met.
And that's how you get better. You got to play people you never played before, and you got to play people better than you. Like I said, the best way to get in touch with me is through the Facebook, HawaiianCheckers.com. They can always go on some of the YouTube videos. I posted some YouTube videos. They can always leave a comment there.
And that's Hawaiian Checkers?
HawaiianCheckers.com.
Okay.
And then, of course, on first Saturday, I'll be at Soulmates. And they can also call Soulmates. I'm not always there, but the number for Soulmates is
822-2180.
Once again, that's 822-2180.
All right. Well, thank you so much for explaining a little bit, giving us a taste of Konane. And, you know, nobody seems to really know what Konane means. I know Nane is a riddle and Ko is like sugar cane. So in my mind, I kind of imagine that Konane is the sweet riddle. But the real sweetness is playing the game and opening your mind and letting some of the wisdom sink in. So thanks so much for sharing your passion for the game. And I look forward to first Saturday down in Kapa'a, because I'm going to be there with my board. And can sit around and drink kava, yeah?
That's right. And I talked to Josh, and he's going to be there. So the Kava Lounge is also going to be there.
So Konani and Kava, well, it doesn't get much better.
Doesn't get better than that. You know what I mean? You can relax, but yet get the mind stimulated.
Wow, you know what? You're making me hungry to play Konani. And that is going to bring us to our next segment. So thank you so much, John, for coming in. I will see you Saturday for okay. Saturday. And coming up next is...
What's for dinner?
So, Nihi.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's new?
Well, we have a field trip tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And we have a market tomorrow. We sell hot lao lao.
I love lao lao.
I bet.
But I heard that something else happened for you last week.
I had a birthday.
You did?
Yep.
So what does that mean?
I'm 14 years old now.
14 years old. Wow, you're getting... Oh, you're already a teenager. Now you're like marching into the teens.
Yep.
Do you feel different?
I pretty much feel the same still.
What do you think life will be different like now that you're 14?
Well, I don't know, actually.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that's so beautiful about life is you really just don't know.
Yeah.
Life is a mystery.
Yeah.
And life is exciting.
Yeah.
So, speaking of excitement and a hunger for passion and learning, welcome everyone to What's for Dinner. It's a show we do every couple of weeks where Nihi is going to tell us what she's got planned for dinner at her family. And then
we don't know what we're having yet.
But then we open up the phone lines for people to call in and share what you are having for dinner, because nobody doesn't love dinner. I know I do. And tonight on What's for Dinner, we have a special guest who's standing by right now. Yes, it's Colin from Hanai. He is a sommelier, which is French for knows a lot about wine. And so when people call in and say what they're having for dinner, he's going to have some suggestions for what might be some pairings, what wine will go good. So, Colin, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Oh, awesome.
I'm
Thanks
good.
So much. You guys know each other? Nihi, Colin, Nihi?
Yes, I've come down and visited her on the farm down at Kealia a few times with Adam. He's one of our farmers where we get our taro and some other things, so... Always enjoyed myself down there.
Well, it's been a real pleasure meeting you and seeing you and the rest of your crew work so hard to get Hanai open. I'm speaking of the old Kojima's Market, which you guys have reopened as a market. And you've been kind of Hanai'd into the local food scene. And not only are you building on the tradition of the amazing local meat offerings that Kojima's had for decades, but now... Everything in your store is local. If it's not from here, it's not in there.
That's true. So we've taken that same philosophy, like you said, and extended it through. So we are 100% local. So that applies to all the products that we make in-house, like the salad dressings and the soups, all of the fruits and vegetables, but the whole store, just showcasing what's fresh and available, and also being here as a place for people to shop to get their dinner ingredients for things like this.
So one of the things that's kind of cool to me about your place is you guys have all kind of fresh produce. Like, and you get stuff from Kealia Farms, yeah?
Do you get kalo?
We do get. We've been bringing in kalo and doing something a little different called a pa'i'ai scrapple.
Scrapple?
So scrapple
what is that?
A pork product. Similar to like a spam, but it's from the East Coast, and we make ours fresh
here
and incorporate it here with the roasted soured taro, and it's all put back together and eats very much like a corned beef hash. But that's what we've been serving as our kalo offering.
That sounds
this week.
So good. That's making me hungry.
It is making me hungry also.
It's making me so hungry. And one of the things that is really interesting to me about how you guys are creating your market is you have all local produce and all local value-added food items and such, but, you know, if you're going shopping and you're like, oh, what's fresh? Oh, look, there's a bunch of kale. Oh, look, there's a bunch of this. You guys actually take the stuff, if I have this right, and you portion it out like, here's six things that you could get for a meal. Where'd you come up with that idea?
Well, we've all come from a restaurant background, so I think it was in our nature to do more than just provide the raw ingredients. So the market is just that. It is a marketplace, and think of something in between a farmer's market and a grocery store. But these other additions, so for instance, what we are offering for dinner tonight with our market meal kit is a marinated teri beef saute. Ooh. It has our grass-fed beef from the Sanchez family.
Mm.
We've done mixed vegetables, which would include dragon beans and butternut squash, mushrooms.
What's dragon beans? What's dragon beans?
Think of a wider, kind of denser green bean that has these purple and white speckles on it.
Oh, like magic beans.
Yeah, like magic beans. And we're celebrating spring onions. We've been getting them in for the last 2 weeks. So including them with some choy sum and garlic chives. We've added in beef butter, which is our cooking medium. It's a rendered down lard that we've been cooking with and incredibly flavorful. I put it on everything now.
Hmm. So I'm guessing that you're not a vegetarian.
I am not a vegetarian.
Are you an omnivore?
Equal opportunity. Yes, equal opportunity eater.
And will you eat anything, or are you more of a delicivore?
I like delicious food most, but I'm willing to try almost anything.
Do you eat lau lau?
We do. I love lau lau.
Who doesn't? Oh,
no one doesn't.
Well, there's vegans. But, you know, I bet you there's some vegan lau lau.
What's vegan?
Vegan, those are folks who have, they don't eat any animal products at all. So no meat, no fish, no chicken, no poultry. And some of the really adventuresome vegans who want to go the extra kilometer, they don't even eat honey because honey comes from bees.
I love honey anyway.
I do too. But you know what? So I've had some amazingly delicious vegan food. So, you know, anything that's delicious, that's what I'll eat.
No, that's a great way to go. And, you know, we have vegetables, I don't want to say dictator right, but guide our menus and definitely the market on a weekly basis. But meat is still a very important component to us, and so we'd like to offer all of it.
So do you know how this show works? What's for dinner?
I have a good idea, and I'm happy to chime in. So I'm excited to hear what people are having for dinner, and I would love to help guide them as we will be introducing our beverage department at the end of this month. And like you said, as a sommelier,
I love that word.
Sommelier?
Isn't it a fun word? Sommelier.
Sommelier.
It sounds like when you write it out, it actually looks like sommelier.
Sommelier.
So... what I've always interpreted this job as is a way to take what somebody's eating
and make it into wine.
Typically drink.
No. Listen.
But to pick a wine or a beer that might complement. Oh. So say you're having a richer style dish, but you only like lighter style beverages. It's my job as a sommelier to guide you into something that could be compatible with both of those.
Okay.
Or maybe open you to new opportunities, but I basically work as a translator, translating what beverages and foods might go together better.
So really, you're just about helping make the meal more magic.
Yes.
All right. So how this show works is we give out the phone number.
826-7771.
And we invite people who are, you know, they maybe this Pauhana and they're coming to the end of their day and they're listening to KKCR, but they're maybe making dinner. And we are inviting you, the listener, who is getting ready for dinner tonight, to call us in at
826-7771.
And let us know, let us share with us
what's for dinner.
And tonight, with you as our special guest, Colin, you will be able to provide them with some recommendations on what might go well.
Well, that sounds great.
Does that sound like fun?
Hear what people are eating for dinner tonight.
All right, so the phone lines are open, folks. Now is the time to call in and let us know what you got cooking. So,
826-7771.
And we're just going to, you know, listen to some music and chat until somebody calls in with a delicious meal. It could be anything, anything at all.
Well, nice. What are you going to be having for dinner later?
You know, I don't know. Nihi, she said she would like invite me over for dinner after the show, but I don't know what they're having. What are you having, Nihi?
Well, if Dad you can call in and tell me what's cooking at our home.
So does he know the number?
And the number is 826-7771.
And through the magic of radio, we now have someone call in. Aloha caller, welcome to What's for Dinner.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Great. How you doing?
Doing great. We got a steak and some rice and broccoli for dinner.
Wow, that sounds good.
Wow.
What do you think, Colin?
Well, steak is always a classic for a big red wine, depending on the kind of steak you're doing or how you're cooking it. So are you grilling it? Are you sautéing? What are you doing for dinner?
Yeah, we got a sirloin, about a 2-inch thick sirloin. Just going to grill it up with some salt and pepper on it. And then, cook the rice and mix in the broccoli with it, maybe a little soy sauce.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that does
sound
good.
One of my favorite wines to go for a dinner like that is actually a Spanish wine called Tempranillo or Rioja.
Oh.
Tempranillo is the grape and Rioja is where it's from, but it's more of a medium-bodied red, and it works really well with the smoky flavors and is still a big enough wine to stand up to everything else, but won't be so powerful that you won't taste the broccoli or the rice with it.
Oh.
So this is called a Tempranillo, is that right?
Tempranillo.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
Tempranillo.
Yeah, no, I think we got one of those in the cupboard.
Well, awesome. Where you live? Maybe we can come over for dinner.
Yeah, we're over at a friend's house. You guys should come over. We got a big enough steak for everybody.
You got enough steak? I like mine rare. How do you like yours?
Medium rare usually, but rare's all right, as long as you get a good piece of meat.
How do you like your steak, Nihi?
Anything is good.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well, awesome. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing what you got cooking. I hope that some of those, that recommendation for wine, maybe that will help rock your world tonight.
Absolutely. We'll enjoy it. Hey, you guys have a nice evening.
All righty.
You
aloha.
Too, Colin.
Thank you.
So the phone lines are open again.
826-7771.
Yeah, call us now and let us know what you got cooking. What's for dinner at your place? Or maybe, you want some ideas. Maybe you need some suggestions. Maybe you're not sure what you want to have for dinner tonight. Colin can help you out in both departments. So phone lines are open, 826-7771. Call us right now and let us know.
What's for dinner?
What are you having for dinner tonight, Colin?
Well, by the time I get out of here, I'm usually pretty pressed for time, so these market meals work well for me.
How does
like
that work?
Saying.
Yeah.
So we do all the legwork for you. The idea is you can have dinner for two people in under 15 minutes without ever touching your knife.
Wow.
So tonight's is that grass-fed beef, Terry beef style saute with the mixed vegetables, and that's for $33. That will be.
Oh yeah, no prices, no prices on air. Oh. Sorry, I should have told you that.
Oh,
it's okay.
Colin.
Not
yeah.
a big deal. But,
it is an affordable dinner. It is a wonderful dinner featuring grass-fed beef, which is what Kojima Stores was always known for. And we try to keep them affordable, but more importantly, that it makes it an easy way to eat not only healthy local food, but more importantly, delicious food for dinner.
Barbara, you've just joined us on the phone here. What are you cooking for dinner tonight?
Well, I'm not cooking tonight. I'm with Surf Rider Foundation. I was listening to you guys earlier, and you didn't know when the beach cleanups were. So
oh, you're telling us.
Tell you.
You're so awesome. When is the
well,
next
I
one?
Was like, because do we have cleanups? Are you ready?
Yeah.
On Saturday, this coming Saturday at Lydgate Park, we are collaborating with the Earth Day event put on by Friends of Lydgate Park.
Okay,
we're going to start at 7:30
a.m.? Or p.m.
And we'll be lunch will be served at 11:30, so it's a great community day.
All right, so 7:30 a.m. at Lydgate. We're going to meet at the pavilion or where?
And we're going to meet at the big pavilion, but we will be, you can go there and check in. We'll be cleaning up from the river mouth all the way to Kamalani Playground Bridge.
Wow, well, that sounds like an awesome thing to do, and I bet you the folks who do it will work up quite an appetite.
Yes. And if you can't make that, Wednesday, April 20th, meet at the Donkey Beach parking lot at 4 p.m. we will be cleaning up the north of there and south of Anahola Bay. So we've already put together quite a few piles, but there's more debris. We'll be working from about 4 to 6:30.
Oh, and then after that, you guys will have to go home and have dinner.
Right.
And that's the whole name of the show. So thank you so much for calling in about these.
There's one more date I want to tell you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Those.
But I'm right now, and then we got to get back to the show. I'm so hungry.
Okay. April 23rd, Donkey Beach at 9 a.m. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Aloha.
Bye, Colin. I'm Barbara. Sorry.
That's okay. So phone lines are open again.
At 826-7771.
And call us now and tell us what you got cooking. If you got some activity that you want people to join, or there's an opportunity and people can do that, especially if it's hard work that's worth doing that we can work up an appetite for. That's what I'm talking about. So what is for dinner? What do you think might be? What do you hope is for dinner tonight, Nihi?
I hope it's crock pot chicken. I hope my dad might be surprising us.
Oh, and what would be something good to, what would be like a good adult beverage, like a beer or a wine to go with that?
A wine.
Oh, you like wine better, huh?
My dad likes wine.
Your dad prefers wine. So for, what do you put in your crock pot with your chicken?
Right, taro.
And what?
Taro in the chicken?
And sometimes kale.
Okay, so like heartier style chicken and taro and kale. Your dad likes to drink wines with it.
Wine and beer.
Wine and beer.
Yep.
Wine and beer.
That's what I like
that
too.
I think a wine that might be nice because it's chicken would be something like a Pinot Noir, which is a lighter and brighter style. And I think that would help cut through, especially with everything being stewed down and all nice and rich. That adds a little freshness to the dinner. And if I was having a beer with that, they do a style of beer that's called a Belgian double, and it's more of a brown color, kind of richer and nutty, and I think that would taste really good with the taro and still be delicious with the chicken.
If you're just tuning in right now, we're in the final stages of What's for Dinner. This is a show with Nihi Asquith, who is now 14 years old. Congratulations.
I just had a birthday.
Yeah, and our guest for today's episode is Colin. I don't know your family name, Colin.
Daryl.
So you've got one of those people with two first names.
Colin Daryl.
Colin Daryl, you got it.
That's awesome. Yeah. From Hanai Market, which is the new market that's opened up inside Kojima's. And you've actually kind of been almost Hanai'd into the Kojima family because you're working with Glenn Kojima, yeah?
Yeah, Glenn has definitely treated us like family from the beginning. And that name Hanai has been applied in many, many ways through the inception of this business. So it feels very good, and we feel very welcomed and appreciated through the community and also through all the people supporting us, including the Kojimas right now, for sure.
Well, we're really happy to have you as a guest on What's for Dinner, because when people call in, like someone just has right now, you can probably tell them what might be really yummy to drink with that meal. Aloha, caller. Thanks for calling in. What's for dinner at your place?
Aloha. Well, what's for dinner is grilled mahi-mahi and grilled ahi. Baked potatoes and kale from the garden.
Yum.
And perhaps some little kind of salad. And I just want to say that I prefer a Pinot Noir no matter what, no matter fish or whatever. So you could maybe have a suggestion on what kind of Pinot Noir.
Oh, all right, Colin. We're starting to dive deeper here.
Well, I like that. And you know what? When you're talking about grilling outside, I always like cans of beer when I'm grilling. That's just, you know, sometimes you dress it up and sometimes you dress it down. But I think for grilling, I love cans of beer. And if I was going to be enjoying Pinot with that nice fish that you're cooking, I actually just tried a can of Pinot Noir.
Oh!
I'm in a half-bottle can, and it's from an Oregon company called Underwood. But they're really inexpensive, really delicious, and you could enjoy a half bottle to yourself while you're grilling and then maybe another little bit while you're enjoying your dinner.
I love the idea of cans of wine.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much. And I also wanted to say that Donkey's Beach is called Homaikava'a.
Ooh, how does that work?
I always cringe when I hear Donkey's Beach because the name of it is Homaikava'a.
Homaikava'a. So va'a means canoe. And so Homai the canoe. What does Homai mean, Nihi?
The canoe is landing.
Oh, okay. So then the beach is called a landing place for canoes. I bet you they used to do that a lot.
Probably.
Well,
thanks for the suggestion on the wine, and aloha.
Aloha, caller. Aloha. Thanks so much. And thanks for sharing with us a little bit of mana'o you have for the place names. It's just amazing to learn. I love learning about the names of places because it tells you so much about the quality of the place. Like, what is it like?
Ole Pilikia.
All right, phone lines are open again at
826-7771.
We've got just a couple more minutes left before we're going to do the county council report with John Gordon. But you could be one of the next callers on
What's for Dinner?
This is a show for people like you who love food and
like
want to let us know. Like me, I love food. Did you say what you're having for dinner tonight, Colin?
I think I'm going to enjoy one of these market meals as soon as I get out of here, because we're open till 8 o'clock down here at the Kojima store now.
Oh, wow.
So ideally being a place to shop for those ingredients for dinner. In case you missed the farmer's market or you're on your way home, we're here from 2 to 8 Thursday through Sundays.
Wow.
And these market meals change on a daily basis, so it's been a great way for us to enjoy kind of the fruits of our labor.
As well as the fruits of all the laborers of our fine farming community here on the island, the Garden Island.
Yes.
So I think we have another caller who's just called in. What you got cooking?
Aloha, Nihi.
Aloha.
O ku'ule ke'ia.
Aloha, ku'ule.
Ame.
Aloha, Nihi. Kia'awe ke'ia.
Kia'awe.
Kia'awe.
Mai ka'i.
Ike ia po e ai ana ka ko I ka puhi, ka wana, a me ka opi.
Puhi?
Ha!
Like the... Whoa.
A me ka hatau. Onono ho ia.
Yeah.
So what do you guys got for dinner tonight? Is it something really ono?
Ai, ono loa. We're actually having two dinners tonight.
Oh, double dinner, my favorite.
Yeah. People just cook, so I got our friend Noi. She's cooking some ranch chicken pasta, and then my brother Kamaloha is also cooking just some chili hot dog.
Oh,
yeah! Wish you were here, Nihi.
Well, you know, if Adam, her dad, doesn't tell us what's for dinner at their place, maybe we'll be there.
Okay.
So thank you for calling in. We're kind of running out of time for What's for Dinner, but it's okay because I stay so hungry. I don't want to do the show anymore. I want to go eat.
Me too.
Ahui
ho. Ahui ho. Ahui ho. Colin Darrell from Hanai Markets, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge. I don't think that one can become a sommelier overnight, so I have a lot of respect for the knowledge that you have worked hard to achieve over, I'm sure, like decades, yeah?
Well, I've been enjoying food and beverage for a very long time in many different ways, and so look forward to having you come down and enjoy it at the market. We'll have our beverage department open by the end of this month, and really looking forward to providing local ingredients to cook more delicious dinners with.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on
What's for Dinner?
And that'll about wrap it up for us. We're going to do the county council report, and Dove just walked in. He's going to be evolving because that's what he does. He has an amazing show that he never knows what he's going to play. So maybe some of the things that we talked about earlier, like the strategic plan and the workshop that we're going to have on the KKCR strategic plan on Wednesday, May 4th at 6 p.m. at the Kapa'a Library that you are invited to. He may play something inspired by that. He may play something inspired by Mission Impossible. You never know. You got to listen. And then after him, Mystery Train. And
with
then
Slim.
That's right. And then after him,
Commodore.
With Loco Moco. So you got a whole evening full of wonderful music coming at you. Hopefully this is food for thought about that. Just want to say we got beach cleanups. We got Konani coming up on first Saturday. And if you want to come to the KKCR strategic plan workshop, that's going to be Wednesday, May 4th at 6 p.m. And you can RSVP by sending an email to strategicplan@kkcr.org. That's about it for us. Coming up next is Dove, but first,
the county council report.
This is Pierce Brosnan. Yes, it is. It's me, KKCR, wishing you a great day.
Thank you, Pierce. And also, the county council report. So for now, we'll say aloha and ahui ho. Aloha, ahui ho. Malama pono.
Hello, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's a county council report for the week of April 11th. There will be a council committee meeting at 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday, April 13th. The meeting will be in the council chambers in Lihue. Here's some highlights from the agenda. The Public Works, Parks, and Recreation Committee has two bills on their agenda. They are Bill 2612 for an ordinance to amend the county code relating to the plumbing code, and also Bill 2613 for an ordinance to amend the county code relating to the electrical code. Both bills were deferred from March 16th. The Planning Committee also has two bills on their agenda, and they are Bill number 2609 for an ordinance amending the county code relating to homestays. This was deferred from January 21st, and Bill 2619 for an ordinance amending the county code relating to homestays. Restricting homestays to the visitor designation areas in the county of Kauai was the applicant. A public hearing was held on this on April 6th, 2016. The Budget and Finance Committee has on their agenda Bill 2610 Draft 1 for an ordinance to establish a general excise and use tax surcharge for the County of Kauai, and this was deferred from March 2nd. For more information on meetings or meeting archives, please visit the county's website. Until next week, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Aloha.